It's now time for the Satellite Guys podcast. Featuring all the latest news, talk, and rumors from the world of satellite. Plus all the latest headlines from the world of home theater technologies. And now, here is your host, Goalie Bob Nemitz.
Hey, Satellite Guys, what's going on? Welcome to another exciting edition of the Satellite Guys.us podcast.
Season 2.
You know, Scott, we're going to go ahead and start Season 2 with a big bang. We had some big news about AMC 14 this week.
Yeah, it was kind of interesting, and you know, I'm playing all kinds of scenarios in my head, and possibly it looks like SES Americom could be the one getting screwed over here. Never thought about an insurance company being able to sell the satellite to other companies as, you know, a liquidation type thing, and that's what we may see here. Or SES Americom may sell the satellite to the U.S. government, who in turn may lease it to somebody else.
You know, the big thing that I got was that SES Americom is kind of ticked off at EchoStar because they're now using their fixed satellite services as a competitor to SES Americom, because there's all these feeds that are up there that everybody competes, and the guy that offers the lowest price gets the feeds to whoever needs it.
Right, and I don't see them having a general problem over this, but I know there's some stuff there, but the interesting thing I see here is that if someone does buy the AMC 14 satellite and can launch it into successful orbit, and they do believe they can get it into proper orbit, there's a good chance that the satellite could be leased back to Dish Network again. And wouldn't that be a kicker?
Not only that, SES Americom has been saying that it can't be done, there's no way. But if somebody does do it, then that looks pretty bad on SES Americom.
Yeah, it's looking bad all around, and I hate to say it for SES Americom, they are a Satellite Guy sponsor, but no matter what they do here, they're going to end up looking like the bad guy, maybe.
I've been saying the best thing for them all along would be to go ahead, give the maneuver a shot, and if they can get it there, you know, go ahead and get the 5 years life out of it, and then try to see with the insurance company what they can get out of the rest of the life.
Right, but they can't do the maneuver since they don't own the patents on the idea of doing the maneuver. And that's the thing they're worried about, because the cost of them licensing to do that is more than what the satellite's worth. So again, they let it go. Another company buys it, and another company can have the rights to do that, the lunar thrust or lunar launch or whatever the hell it's called, and get it into proper orbit. And again, whoever buys it can turn around and lease it to Dish Network again. It's a win-win all around. Not saying that they are going to lease it to Dish Network, but it possibly could end up in Dish Network's hands no matter what.
Yeah, you know, it's really interesting how this is all playing around. And last week we thought that it was already done in the burner in the ocean somewhere. And, you know, it came out this week that that's not the case.
Right. Dish Network put out a request to the FCC to you know, bring the AMC 14 satellite crashing into the earth, basically, earlier in the week. And then this news came out that SES Americom was looking to sell the satellite, or that the insurance company was looking to sell the satellite. And that opened up a big floodgate of all kinds of rumors, and it just made things a lot more interesting.
So stay tuned to satelliteguys.us, and we'll bring you the latest as soon as we find it. And, you know, let's go ahead and switch gears now.
The first gear.
You know, there's been a lot of upcoming HD local launches. You know, we've seen a bunch launch here in the past from Dish Network. What do we got coming here in the future, do you think, Scott?
All right. Well, this is what I know that's possibly coming soon. I have a couple of them confirmed, and a couple of them are tentative. Let's go on May 1st. Now, the dates I give you, you may see the channels before that, because the dates are always one day after they launch them on the satellite. They usually don't accept orders for them the day after they're launched on satellite. So what we have here is on May 1st, Norfolk, Virginia will be coming to Dish Network. Tentative for May 1st is Fort Myers, Florida. So far, they've only got one of the channels run down there out of the four. So it looks like there could be a fiber issue there that may prevent the Fort Myers, Florida area from launching on May 1st. But who knows what happens this week. It could come in just in time. On May 8th, we're going to have Portland, Maine, And a good one here. I like this one. Hartford, Connecticut on May 8th. And then also confirmed is on 5/15, Buffalo, New York. Now, if you're a Thrifty Satellite Guys member, again, you'll probably see most of these channels light up the day before those dates that I actually gave you. The channels won't actually show up in the CSR's computer systems until the day after, when they can take orders for the channels for people to get upgraded dishes and stuff like that. So again, Norfolk, Virginia on 5/1, tentative launch for Fort Myers, Florida on 5/1, confirmed for Portland, Maine and Hartford, Connecticut on May 8th, and confirmed for Buffalo, New York on May 15th.
And this goes into Dish's master plan of Eastern Arc. And, you know, I understand they've been laying a lot of lines down at the uplinks. It's been over like 20 miles of lines or something like that, Scott.
Yeah, they've been doing a lot of work. You know, when people say, why didn't they just flip the switch and turn these channels on? It's not that simple. There's a lot of wiring that has to go in to bring a channel into, Dish Network, and then to bring it out of Dish Network. It's not just they stick in a little receiver there and it, you know, has a little feed through and it's being uplinked. It's not like that at all. There's a lot of wiring. And just today I got informed from one of my contacts some interesting Eastern Arc developments. And 77 Degrees is now active. On transponder 1, they have channel 560, which is showing NBA TV. And on transponder 2 through, let me just go through my list here, 2 through 32, and they don't have all the transponders here that they're using, but the ones that are currently broadcasting on from 6,809 of the channel numbers all the way through 6,840. And that's just showing slates right now of up 4 through up 8. And that's just testing different uplink centers to the 77 degree satellite. In addition, at 72.7 degrees, Dish Network is now testing a signal on transponder 1 on channel 6801. And that's showing as up 5. So Dish is getting ready for Eastern Arc, which we're expecting to launch at the end of May, early June. And one of the things we covered here on Satellite Guys this past week was the retailer chat. And one of the my favorite segments of the show was Leslie Harper with her tech news. She informed us that we would be seeing a new satellite dish for Eastern customers. Now, I want to point one thing out, Bob, because I see a lot of people talking about Eastern Arc, not only on Satellite Guys, but other boards. Where was the first place you ever seen Eastern Arc mentioned, Bob?
Satellite Guys.us. In fact, I think it was on this podcast.
Yep, we mentioned it right here. And, you know, it shows how much people pay attention to us, whether it be our members or even staff members for other places. Eastern Arc is now becoming a common name because of Satellite Guys, and that's something I'm very proud of. And, as I said, Leslie Harper told us that for Eastern customers, they'll be introducing a new satellite dish at Team Summit for Eastern customers. And once again, that's for the Eastern Arc service. We're going to be seeing a new 3LNB dish. And it's something I'm really, really excited about seeing. And it's something that few select Satellite Guys members will be able to see for themselves in person. I was going to talk about this at the end of the show, but I think we got like one or two spaces left for our Satellite Guys meet and greet. And you never know who's going to stop by and say hello to Satellite Guys members from Dish Network and from other companies. I've been hearing something, maybe some people from Sling may be stopping by and saying hello, and maybe some other people within Dish Network. So you want to be there if you're in the Memphis, Tennessee area, Nashville, Tennessee area. And that's going to be on Saturday, May 15th. The time right now is from 2 to 4 p.m., and it's something I'm really, really looking forward to.
Yeah, for a general reference guideline, if you're east of the Mississippi River, this you'll probably most likely see Eastern Arc when they start launching. And this is going to be mainly for new customers first, unless you pay for your dish upgrade. And then from there, they'll go ahead and start rolling it out to existing customers.
Yeah, what I'm going to probably do is I'm probably going to get an Eastern Arc dish, and for half my house, feed it with Eastern Arc, and for the other half of the house, use the traditional. I'm using Dish Pro Plus equipment in the house, but I'm going to split it up so that way I can see the differences between both services, something I'm really looking forward to.
Yeah, you know, it's going to be really awesome to see how the quality, of, especially of the standard definition channels, are going to improve with this service. And, you know, this is kind of like starting from scratch all over again. So Dish Network's really going to be building the system up from ground up.
Yeah, and with all these test signals that I just told you about a couple moments ago, Dish is really gearing up. You know, people have been asking for a while now, you know, what's Dish doing? Well, this is what they've been doing. They've been getting ready to roll this out, and it's going to be a big improvement. Now, let me just say another thing that I just thought of here. You know, on the podcast in previous weeks, I told you after May 1st, if you're not happy with Dish Network, then consider canceling and going to DirecTV. Well, Thursday is May 1st, and, you know, Wednesday is Uplink Day, and, you know, at the beginning of the month, my contacts at Dish Network told me that we would see a lot of HD by the end of April. And that's why I've been going on and saying, you know, give them through April, and on May 1st, you don't like what you see, consider switching. And I'm still holding to that. I don't know any game plans for this week as of yet. But, again, I will say it. I'm not trying to protect Dish Network. I'm not trying to save them customers. Give them to May 1st, and if you don't like what you see, then if you want to switch, you know, be my guest, because you never know what's going to happen, and Dish has a way of pulling things out of their hat at the last minute.
It's quite interesting, because they do have quite a bit of test channels that they're testing right now, and it's going to be really interesting to see if they do roll out the new HD this Wednesday. If not, I'm afraid that Dish is going to be too late to the game, and once when they realize it, it's going to be too late.
Yeah, and, you know, I gave that date, and I'm sticking by it, and let's see how Dish Network does now. Again, I'm not predicting any channels coming this week. I don't know of any channels coming this week, but if they want to hold good and show their customers that they're really serious, they need to roll out some national HD this week. So that's a Satellite Guys challenge to Charlie and the gang this week, and hopefully we see something lighting up on Wednesday, which makes everybody happy.
So, Scott, you know, where the rebate checks start rolling out this week, unfortunately, Dish Network's going to be rolling their rebate checks straight to TiVo.
Yeah. Well, they're still going to go to the Supreme Court about that. And, you know, if I were Charlie, I would just end the game now, pay TiVo the money, and let's move forward here. It's been years now, I've been saying that Charlie should work together with TiVo and offer Dish Network customers TiVo software if they want to pay extra for it. You can get the standard Dish Network software, which in my book is excellent software. But then you have TiVo software, which is also excellent software. Some people like the Dish Network software, don't like the TiVo software, and vice versa. Wouldn't it be great to give consumers a choice of what software they got? So if you wanted the TiVo software, you paid an additional $2.99, $3.99 a month for it. You know, I know a lot of people would jump all over that, and it would make Dish Network look like the most friendly and most technological positive company out there. And, you know, Charlie, just pay the money, move on, and try working together with TiVo.
Yeah, I've noticed that someone posted in the forums that this lawsuit's been going on for over 4 years now. And, you know, that's 4 years of TiVo customers that could have been gaining if they would have worked with TiVo instead of trying to sue the pants off of them. But, you know, maybe this is going to flourish a new business relationship. And we've also had some controversy in the forums where people are saying that Dish has to turn off every DVR that's out there. You want to clear that up, Scott?
What I'm hearing, and I'm hearing this from Dish Network side, is it ain't going to happen. The judge ain't going to order that. The new DVRs are not in violation under the judge's orders, and the existing ones will not be shut off. They cannot enable new ones. I've noticed a big group of new posters over the past 2 weeks, who have been claiming all this inside information on the entire TiVo lawsuit, including specifying things that were never publicly made available, and doing some checking on some of these people. They're all coming from Texas. And where is this trial being held, Bob?
It's being held in Texas, Scott.
Huh. Now, why would people in Texas know all this insider stuff unless they have something to do with the case, which would be my guess, and they're at Satellite Guys, which is the, you know, most widely read and widely respected satellite sites on the internet, trying to scare, basically, Dish Network customers into thinking they're going to lose their DVR service.
Right. Right, yeah, I know. And, you know, the way that the order read, it does kind of read that that they do have to do it. But here's the situation. The case was presented in 2006. They ruled on 2006. The new software came after 2006. So what they did is they made that workaround after the ruling came down. So if Dish Network or if TiVo wanted to say they're still infringing, they would once again have to go into court and prove that, because the fact that they did make the software so that way it was not infringing.
Right. I'm not sticking up for Charlie. Charlie can be a real bastard if he wants to be at times, and he shows you the kind of games and tricks he can play. I've seen it, you know, personally, some of the things that the man can do. And, you know, from where I'm sitting, for the past 4+ years that he's been fighting with TiVo over this, he's been doing it, and this is my opinion, he's been doing it to basically, you know, string out TiVo. You know, TiVo has been close to death so many times now that if Charlie can just stretch this out, TiVo could be dead and gone and never pay him a cent. But I do not see a judge ruling that millions of DVRs are going to get shut off. It's not going to happen, and if it did happen, you're going to see a riot happen, and it's going to be looking bad for TiVo. And I can guarantee you personally that if something happened, which I don't think is going to happen, you're going to have the wrath of every Satellite Guys member on you that has a Dish DVR, and that's something TiVo don't want. They don't want the nightmare. It's what they need to do now is to take Charlie's check when he writes it, and I keep telling Charlie, write the check, and move on. And again, they should try working together, because both of them write excellent DVR software, and consumers would love to pay money to be able to have TiVo software on their Dish Network equipment. And it's something that they really need to look into here, because if they work together, they can make so much money together.
You're absolutely right, Scott. They do need a partner, and that's where DirecTV has lost their advantage, is the fact that they're not partnering with TiVo anymore. And if Dish can scoop this up, they might actually surpass DirecTV as the number one pay TV provider.
Yeah, and a lot of devoted TiVo customers from DirecTV feel so crushed that DirecTV is no longer supporting them. In fact, sometime later this year, they're supposed to be converting the rest of the HD channels that are currently in MPEG-2 over to MPEG-4, and all those people who own the HD TiVos are going to be awfully, awfully upset. This is something that Charlie and company need to jump on to say, hey, we've got your TiVo here, and you know, work together with TiVo and make some money together. When you have a company and you own a company, your main goal is to make a profit, for both of them to work together and do just that. You know, make a profit. Profit's not a dirty word. You know, they should be making as much money as they can instead of wasting resources of paying lawyers and court times and court fees and all this other stuff for something that should have been settled a long, long time ago.
Well, Scott, that's the music.
Well, guys, yep, thanks. Well, that's a good way to open season two, huh?
Make sure you're voting for us over at Podcast Alley, as always. But the podcast hotline's still out there. Give us a call on the podcast hotline.
Yep, and we'll see you next week.
Thank you for joining us for this edition of Satellite Guys Podcast. If you have any questions or comments about our podcast, you can post them online at satelliteguys.us. Or you can email us at podcast@satelliteguys.us. Also remember, you too can be a part of our next podcast by leaving us a message at 815-907-5558. That number again, 815-907-5558. Go ahead and leave us a message. You just might hear it on our next show. Today's podcast was made possible by DishStore.net. On behalf of the entire crew at Satellite Guys Podcast, we'll see you again real soon.